Namaskar. Today I give this editorial from my residence. So please do excuse us if you find any audio glitch or glitch in the lighting. These are domestic lights, so well. But the reason I wanted to give today's editorial was that I read a tweet from Justice Khadju, Justice Markhande Khadju. He wrote a tweet which he said, Indian journalists have shown their low level of commentating on removal of Verma from CBI director's post without trying to contact Justice Sikri. He further went on to say that, has Indian media no shame? He says, Indian media is shameless people. In fact, he has said a lot more. I'll read it out to you. The reason I thought I should give this editorial is, I am part of the media. And I guess since he spoke about the entire media at large, it included me. So I thought I should answer him. Also, the fact that I have spoken about this case, so that makes it liable for me also to answer this gentleman. Now, Mr. Khadju, all through his life, was known more for his controversies than his jurisprudence. What he actually said, long and short of it, was right. What he said is, Justice Sikri is a very honourable man. Justice Sikri has a spotless record. So alleging that, you know, he had some personal reason, or there was some personal intentions for him, or there was a personal benefit for him to give the Alok Verma verdict, was to a certain extent unfair. What he said, I agree. In fact, we also are of the opinion that Mr. Sikri is a very honorable man. We do not question his integrity. We never questioned his integrity. In fact, most of the media has not questioned Justice Sikri's integrity. Justice Sikri is an honorable man. What we questioned in the entire Alok Verma case are three things. Question number one, why did the selection committee, which Justice Sikri was part of, why did the selection committee take a decision based on a CVC report, especially when the CVC report was not even seen by the supervisor, Justice Patnaik? Justice Patnaik refused to even acknowledge the fact that he has got anything to do with the CVC report. He said that in an interview to Indian Express, and he even till date maintains that he gave that interview or telephonic conversation to Indian Express. So our question was, then why was the entire judgment based on that one CVC report? The question number two we asked the committee was, if that was the case, if the CVC report was taken so seriously, why was then Mr. Alok Verma not called and questioned and asked to justify what the CVC report spoke about? He should have been called and asked, ki bhai, kya hai? What is your opinion? Why did you do this? What is your statement on this? What is your answer to this? Why wasn't he called? And third and the final question to the committee was that, listen, if you are so convinced, 6 out of the 10 allegations were more or less substantiated or needed further investigation. So if you are so convinced, that Mr. Alok Verma could be probably guilty of corruption, why wasn't he sacked? Why wasn't he at least suspended? Why did you just transfer him? How can you put a corrupt man from one department to another? What are you trying to tell the nation, that corruption is okay? We asked, you were the government who said, na khaunga na khane dunga. Why were you then not making an example of Mr. Alok Verma? He should have been sacked and shown to the entire world that, listen, this is our policy. We've got zero tolerance to corruption. Why didn't you do that? These were the only three questions that were asked, and those were not about integrity, those were not about the honor, those were purely a decision. We were questioning the decision taken by the committee and also by Justice Sikri, because he was part of the committee. That was all the question was. 90% of the media has not questioned Justice Sikri at all. What is Justice Khadju alleging here? Justice Khadju is talking about one news article that appeared in the print. He is talking about that. The news article that appeared in the print actually said that sources in the Supreme Court told the print that the Union Minister of Law and Justice, Ravi Shankar Prasad, wrote to the Chief Justice of India, Gogoi, last month, appraising him of the External Affairs Ministry's decision to nominate Justice Sikri to the coveted post and seeking his consent. The decision to nominate Justice Sikri to the post was taken at the highest level, and the sources added. It is learned that CJI Gogoi replied to the government in an affirmative after checking with Justice Sikri. Simple. What this report was saying is, after retirement, Justice Sikri was offered the post at the CSAT, that is a Commonwealth Secretariat Arbitral Tribunal. It's a very coveted post. It doesn't have much money in it, but it's a very coveted post. So he was offered that post because the government found him absolutely above board. The government found him absolutely with an impeccable track record. So they offered him the job. This was offered at least 2 months back, 1.5 months back, much before all this happened. So the chances are it was not a quid pro quo. Of course, Justice Khadju has all the right to protest. He could protest. He could protest saying that, listen, I don't agree to it. In fact, a lot of us would have also said that, listen, we don't agree to the fact that Justice Sikri, you know, did this as part of a quid pro quo. I mean, on the face of it, we can't, because his track record is impeccable. Like Mr. Alok Verma. Mr. Alok Verma's track record also was impeccable. So was Justice Sikri. So overnight, you can't put blames like, you know, that he was corrupt or he did that to get a favor. That is absolutely correct. But then to call the media, you know, fake and, you know, I will read out his exact words. His exact words were, it is a low attempt by a journalist to sensationalize and peddle masala to public, which is regular habit of Indian journalists nowadays. Randomly, he just picks up one journalist issue and he randomly makes it that this is the normal, you know, routine work of Indian journalists nowadays. You see, now let us spend 3 minutes on this gentleman called Justice Khadju. I will tell you what this Justice Khadju is all about. This Justice Khadju, and I am quoting his own Wikipedia page. This is his own Wikipedia page. I am telling you from his own Wikipedia page. This gentleman, Justice Khadju, once, when speaking to South Asian Media Commission, went and said that Indians are fools. Indians are idiots. Khadju said that 90% of Indians are idiots. Khadju. Randomly. 90% of Indians are idiots. He also went out to say that 80% of Hindus and 80% of Muslims are communal. Justice Khadju. 90% of Indians are idiots and 80% of it are communal. Okay, Hindus are communal and Muslims are communal. Acha, then when he had to justify it, he said, you know what? People only vote because of caste and religion in India. So they're idiots. And you know what? Another thing he said, 90% of Indian believes in astrology. So they're idiots. Justice Khadju. Now, based on... Achha, there is one more thing. One more thing. There is one more thing this gentleman, this great retired justice did. He said, you know, when asked to write about Oriyas, people from Odisha, he said, what is there to write about these poor chaps? He's talking about Oriya people. What is there to write about these poor chaps? Ever since they got thrashing at the hands of Ashoka in the Battle of Kalinga, they have been a dejected lot. Justice Khadju. He is a retired... Justice of Supreme Court. He's a retired judge of Supreme Court. This is what he speaks. Normally, this is what he speaks. Now, pray ask everybody who is supporting him today. Pray ask. Based on this gentleman, this judge, this Supreme Court judge, can we go out in the open and say all Supreme Court judges are loose mouth and irresponsible like this Supreme Court judge? Can we say that? Would that be fair? The answer is no. Just because we have one judge like this, that doesn't mean all Supreme Court judges are loose mouth and they talk whatever they feel like. So likewise, our point today is that there was one media who put up their point, who put up their point of view, and according to their point of view, they still are debating that should a good posting be given to a person after retirement? Should that be? Because maybe that brings about even doubts in people's mind. So that's one debate. That's a national debate they're pursuing. Fine, that's their right.
You don't agree to that. Neither do I. I also don't agree to it. I also feel that Justice Sikri is an honorable man. And I stand by it. But because somebody else thinks the other way, calling them shameless and calling the entire media shameless, listen, where is it going to go? Where is it all going to go? Now, what's going to happen is what is happening in our country. The reason why I desperately wanted to give this editorial is what is happening in our country is that the moment you speak against a particular dispensation, the moment you speak against a particular party, a particular person, or a particular dispensation, immediately you have the answer is not how you are wrong. The answer is fake media, prostitute, librards, paid media, trolls. This has become an order of a day. So you don't agree to me, you abuse me. The question of answering back or combating what he wrote in the rest of his page was not bad. It was good. He put his point across. If that was the case, it would have been well understood and well accepted. But no, he had to go and lambast the entire media, calling them shameless. And this is exactly what's happening. And people like him, who are known, who are supposed to be Supreme Court judges, retired Supreme Court judges, who've got certain social status, if he starts behaving like this, this is what the culture is being created. No wonder every second person calls a journalist a prostitute and a librat and a sold media and so on and so forth. Give me a break. If you don't agree to something we say, do not listen to us. Write and say we don't. As much as you have the right to say no, we have the right to say what we feel. You have the right to reject or accept it. Or even tell us we are wrong. Of course you have that right. But abusing and calling people shameless and all is childish, juvenile. People like Justice Khadju needs to be a little more responsible. Because end of the day, we like it or not, we are all part of nation building and we are all part of building a society. This is not the society that we would want to build. Namaskar.
For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.